As time passes, what would be there? The Lord will be coming again, and we have to bear more fruits, and we have to make ourselves more beautifully. As time goes, we will not waste our times. I believe all the times will be useful for us and valuable for us. Same applies to the trials right now. As time goes, Father, we will bear what Father wants. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in Mark chapter 21, 28, the Lord asks us a question. It's Matthew chapter 21, verse 28. But what do you think? A man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, Son, go work today in the vineyard. And he answered, I'll not. But afterward, he regretted it and went. The man came to the second and said the same thing, and he answered, I will, sir. But he did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father? The father asked the two sons to go work in the vineyard. The first one said, I will not, but went. While the second said, I will, sir, but didn't go. Which of the two followed the father? It says, they said, the first. The son who followed the father's will is the first one. It was actually a question to awake the high priests and the elders who believed in God, but were far from the spiritual faith at that time. But this question can be applied to us in the same way. We cannot live without the spiritual faith when we live by around 70 or 80. It's up to you whether to go to vineyard, which is a believing life that God wants, but the results will be different. You shouldn't stop working on the vineyard that leads to either eternal life or eternal death. The parable of the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15 is familiar to Christians. To summarize the passage briefly, there were a father and two sons. One day, the younger one asked for his share of estate. And he squandered them in a distant country. Looked back the life back in his father's place and came back to the father with realization and repentance. The father forgave the son with no condition. Rather, he threw a fist. It's a touching story of forgiveness and giving a chance. As the spiritual meaning of this parable is about the father's love, that when the soul's sinners realize own sin and repent it, and it goes back to the Lord's place, the father will forgive the souls and make them his children and have a heavenly feast. Putting the best robe on him means that when sinners repent their sins, then God will cleanse them with the precious blood of Jesus and give a linen cloth to enter heaven. Putting a ring on hand means the answer and blessing to those who believed and followed the Father's word written in the Bible, promising the salvation and eternal life. Bringing and eating the fattened calf means providing us with spiritual bread. The Lord told us the joy of finding a lost sheep or lost coins. That is a story of getting back the children. Luke 15:7, I tell you that in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who needs no repentance. one sinner who repents then over 99 righteous persons who need to know repentance. Although there are 99 people who are righteous in heaven, but in this earth, if one sinner repents then he, Father, will be pleased. The title of the message today is One. Today's point is not just a prodigal son and the father's forgiveness. I'd like to share the grace by examining the situation and heart of the three men in the parable. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we are Manmin. We Manmin are great and beautiful. We are full of goodness and love of the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the place where profound spiritual words are overflowing as if cool and pure water from a deep well cools us. We can find a common feature of happiness and fullness when we see anyone from the world and nation meeting and experience Manmin and senior pastor. They were the poor in spirit. They were good men. They were ones who love God and the Lord, and the ones who pant in spirit. No matter what kind of diseases or problem they had, they wanted to answer from God. For good conscience sake, God, our spirit has been longing for God the Creator. Today also, we've seen a member from Colombia. She was evangelized and had a longing heart too. Not only we longing and thirst became, the longing and thirst became the hope for heaven, but also you became the hope for New Jerusalem. We thought of sanctification and spiritual fullness all the time. And it makes you extraordinary people. And we are not ordinary people. Let's greet each other. You are not an ordinary person. You are very precious. We have the ears to listen to spiritual messages in the Bible. We know the beginning of God and man listening to the messages from Genesis to Revelation. We became the graced ones knowing the reason for living, the providence of human cultivation, grace of Jesus Christ who accomplished the providence of cross, resurrected, and ascended into heaven, and the second coming of Christ. Who in the world can explain God from the beginning? As the Bible couldn't be written and interpreted without the work of the Holy Spirit, how could we know the heavenly messages without the works of the Father God? If you are a true Christian, you will never deny all the things and grace done by the works of the Father God, the Lord, and the Spirit, unless you seek your own good. We know Father's message is very precious, but sometimes, in some day, seeking our own good, we might exchange the precious spiritual messages to the worldly things, but we shouldn't do that. The senior pastor's messages flows as beautiful aroma, and it still has the power to cleanse our minds. So these days, we are listening the message, Wisdom from Above, on Wednesday of Senior Pastor. It's so touching to me. I find myself, my shortage. When I first heard about the wisdom, actually, I thought wisdom is to win or overcome the opponent. I thought that was the wisdom. But when I listened to Senior Pastor's wisdom, first, sanctification, and peace, why is it peace? I thought I have to win over opponents. and reasonableness without no lie. At first, I couldn't understand well, actually. But as listening a lot of times, I became to get the points. Senior pastors explained why the wisdom has to be with sanctification. Although how wisdom we have, but if we have an evil in our mind, then we might make others feel bad. We are doing something good on almost the end, but sometimes because of the shortage of that last point, we could ruin everything. So, the wisdom from above is first, we need sanctification. With the sanctification, we can move others' mind with the wisdom from above. With the sanctification, we can make the situation better. The message from the altar and the holy Christian churches is a grace that prospers our spirit. Mami's faith makes us more close to the Lord. It makes us one with the Lord and the Father God. I hope you received the grace by examining a family which seems lacking a bit. I will receive the grace too. When I prepare for the message, we receive the grace and we repent ourselves. I heard a lot of people saying that. Yes. When we look after the souls or look after the members, we sometimes deliver the message. The message is not just applied to the opposed one, to the partner. The message also applied to myself. So, when I deliver a message, I sometimes feel like getting acquainted with myself. And I receive the grace. Or sometimes, I could use some words or some expression that I never thought of, and I'm surprised. I believe a lot of you have experienced like this. So when I deliver a message, I sometimes feel like getting acquainted with myself, so today I will receive the grace too. I hope you will be full of grace for the Holy Spirit dwelling in you. First, I'd like to see the lesson we can get from the younger son, the prodigal son. The two sons didn't lack of anything in the father's place for the father's hard work. The atmosphere changes one day. Although they seem living without any troubles, the younger son asked for the share of the estate. Why would he ask for it all of a sudden? What would be the reason? The younger son might have heard of a distant country from somebody one day. He might have thought of it nothing at first. As he kept hearing about it, he might have changed his mind. People would focus on a certain point when we keep hearing things, no matter it's good or not. In Romans chapter 10, verse 17, so faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. Said in Romans, hearing the message of the Lord, goodness and love and truth will help us grow our faith. Likewise, hearing the flesh will attract you like a magnet, so that you can fall into the fleshly, worldly things. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 8 says, keep your way far from her, and do not go near the door of her house. The younger son might have kept hearing the distant country, as he kept hearing the things from the country rather than his home. He might have started to focus on the country more, and had yearning. He wanted to go. He wanted to experience. Since he couldn't reject the temptation, he decided to leave. Once you decided your mind, it's not easy to turn back until you realize it's useless. You only focus on there. For his own property, the younger son asked for his share of estate and left his father's place. It's just like Adam and Eve couldn't realize the value of the life in the Garden of Eden, which is without any tears, sadness, or pain, and ate the fruit of good and evil following the temptation of the snake, enemy devil, and Satan. Eve must have thought weird about the snake's temptation at first. As she kept hearing it, however, she couldn't discern what the result would be and change her mind. She started to get interested in it. And since she started to follow what snake said, she forgot the word of father, "In the day that you eat from it, you will surely die." She saw that tree was good for food. It was a delight to eyes. It was desirable to make one wise. And she started to see the new things. It's the same when we live our believing life. We need the wisdom to discern how the result will be when we face matters. If you can rule over and it's useful to the kingdom of God, then it has nothing to do with. If you can't, but might be disturbed, it's better for you not to learn from them, for your work might be burnt. Somebody says, you have to listen and we have to discern it. That's okay if you can have the strength, if you can govern, control them, that's okay. However, if it makes you difficult, it makes you hard because of our thoughts in our cells. If the world things cannot input in your cell, it's okay, but it's so disturbing in spiritual world. So without the strength to govern, to control them, you'd better not hear it. You'd better not encounter that things. So we should stop listening or hearing it. Why? Because the work you have done might be burnt. As said in James chapter 3, verse 14 to 16, the bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in the heart are disorders as well as earthly, natural, and demonic. So it's better not to hear which is not good. Before you commit a sin, there is a sign, which is curiosity. Good curiosity develops own, but we have to watch out the bad curiosity. Although you were totally not interested in the thing, there occurs a crack when you keep hearing of it. And as a crack is formed, you would have the curiosity and reach to the attention. What would be there at last? We need to active a filter of truth whenever we heard things. Without a proper activation, we must be polluted. As a result of the critical effect, we would not be able to judge properly nor harm our spirit. We are in the trials of blessing. I think in this way, how to spend these moments. There were many messages of senior pastor, spiritual messages. I think we have to activate those messages, then we can activate the proper filter of truth. Not take it with the worldly minds, but take it with spiritual and truth. Then we can understand everything And then we can seek for the providence of the Father and the will of the Father. And we can make ourselves more better. It's not the partner. It's myself is important. It's the relation between between God and me. It's not, the relation is not formed by others. And whom will lead is good truth, then we can trust him, and we can meet and we can see experience God and Jesus closely. We can make the relationship much more closer. That's good. That's the senior pastor who delivers us the truth and goodness. We express him as the shepherd and shepherd of our life. I hope we can activate the filter of good performance, goodness, love, and truth. On the performance of the filter, we can be either a winner or a loser. Water fountain, it has the filter too, so they make the water pure. Without that filter, or if it performed better, bad, is it valuable? I don't think so. All the message of truth that senior pastor has preached for us, thinking of them, we can have the valuable believing life. We can have the valuable filter. Then there is none, no reason to collapse. It is the chance for us to make us perfect for the blessings. Then Father God, the Holy Spirit, will help us, and lead us into the light and the truth. Senior Pastor, how would he pray in that place? So Paul said he prayed for 3 days and nights without sleeping, with tears. Maybe, I think Senior Pastor also prayed with that heart. Senior Pastor already gave us the weapons. So, the filter. On the performance of the filter, we can be either a winner or a loser. If we find anyone who's spending time to be renewed, we should encourage and comfort him to accomplish the Father's providence well. He will surely be led to another level. Everyone's the same. We have to spend the time for develops. Because that is the providence of the Father God. And we know the providence very well. Why? Why did God split it in three, the Trinity? We know why. We know the providence. And we are in the history. Since the younger son couldn't cast away the curiosity and yearning, he now started to act. He might have known he wasn't being a moral son, but for he was desiring it strongly, he wouldn't have strength to overcome. How would he feel after receiving the share of the estate? I think he must be full of going to the distant country. If you are eager for something, you sometimes put the cart before the horse. It's same to the service we offer to God. Since we know we have to worship God in spirit and truth, our body is here in the sanctuary, but your spirit is not. We might want to watch a sports game, want to hang out with friends, and surf the internet for other information. It will crash with the service that we must worship in spirit and truth. I have heard a story of a Christian member from a Korean church in the U.S. The member always loads food and drinks onto the trunk of his car. When he comes to church, he wears casually to go out with the people after the service. Can you imagine how he would offer the service? Wouldn't he be worried if the service is delayed? More he wants to go out, severer the conflict would be. He would receive grace at first, but as the service is delayed, he might lose some of the grace, or he might lose whole grace on that day. Although he is doing wrong spiritually, he would blame on the speaker. Worship must come first, not the picnic on the Holy Sabbath. He might say this and that about the speaker afterward. When you come to church, after the service, after the sermon, we might have some plans after the service or after the service. Then as we receive the grace, but sometimes you might have the conflict if you have the plan after the service. Senior pastor said, to go to prayer, only Bible, bring only the Bible. That is the heart of God who wants to communicate with God. So coming to church, you shouldn't come with other thoughts. The service is for Father God. We are not for not the human being. The reason we offer the service is our Father. And to offer the service wholly, we should offer the service wholly. We must worship God in spirit and truth from the beginning to the end. We have to worship Him, not in my way, but in His way. A new life would have started to the younger son in the distant country. As time passed, he squandered his estate with loose living. A severe famine also occurred in that country. He became more impoverished and tried to have the pods that swines were eating, but no one was giving to them. It is like everything goes bad and making things even worse when you are in trials. The younger son's heart started to be changed. He started to consider things. Here is the charm of human cultivation. Why? There are always cause and effect, as well as the process of it. And he started to think of them. Things look good were actually harm to him. And he also realized his foolishness of mischoosing. Then he started to be empty himself and be humble. He found and realized his fault and confessed it from the depth of his heart. From verse 17, his winnowing fork is in his hand to thoroughly clear his... I will get up and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and you in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired men. He just knew Father's place is good in his head, but he started to feel how precious it was, since he could engrave the grace in his heart. He started to long for it. Everything he had was because of his Father. And it is unchangeable grace from the Father. He might have felt sorry to enjoy that without gratitude. It's the time for him to feel how good the place of grace was, regretting his foolishness. Everything he had was not because he's good, smart, or has done something, but it's for the Father's grace and his hard work. As he humbles himself, he could see the unseen. He could feel that from his heart. He now has a different view that once faced to other world. He could think of the life of the hired man, which he never heard concerned. He somehow invited the hired man. Thinking of the food he once had, the pads are not worth enough. He even can get the pads, however, and how would he feel about it? He repented his sins against his father. He was eager to go back to his father's place, not as a son, but even as one of the hired men. He became a humble man. Because he could exactly realize the situation and his fault, he couldn't be self-assertive. Because he's as humble as the bottom of the pile, everything is acceptable. His heart like this became the strength to go back to his father's place. Verse 20, so he got up and came to his father, our home, hometown. Where is it? It's heaven. When you leave the bosom of Father, but one day we realize ourselves, we cast ourselves and kneel down to the Father and go back to His place, we can express the touching moment of receiving the Holy Spirit. With the Holy Spirit, the touching moment of reading the Bible, we can feel the start hungry. I want to worship. I want to praise. I want to listen to the messages. To go to church, watching somebody going to church with the Bible, it's happy. I'm happy with seeing that. Well, today, nowadays, there are not many people have Bible because we can read the Bible through the smartphone. How would his way back to home be? He might have been thinking of what he had realized. He might have been thinking of the love and care of his father to the hired man that he had seen since his childhood. He trusted his father's good nature to forgive his son. But he also decided his mind to be satisfied even the father accepts him as the hired man, not the son. The younger son would accept any measure that his father would give. He might have been nervous too. Those who have repented must know that the heart of having a repenting a sin and the burden of the sin, even after repenting it, it's so burdensome. But repentance is a way of life, and it's a way of a chance, which we shouldn't give up. That is why we also need forgiveness. Emptying and humbleness and the confession of repentance with courage is a justice for forgiveness. It brings the grace to break the barrier of sin. As you bear the fruit of repentance, all burdens will be disappear and peace come upon you. You will be changed and run for the Father's kingdom and righteousness. The fragrance will be stronger. It is one of the best points and the providence of human cultivation. We were sinners. And although we were forgiven, there are some forms of evil nature, so we had the burden. But yet, once we repent them and look and receive the grace of the Father, then the burden will disappear. It's so touching. And the lessons from the past comes as the preacher meaning and realizing them as a spiritual meaning. So within the Holy Spirit's leading, we can feel Father has forgiven me, then I can be more loyalty and I can devote myself more. We can know who they are. We can see the proof that God is with them or with her. When Father says he doesn't have sin, that we can judge them. This grace gives us strength to cast off the nature at the beginning of evil. Then we can be perfected with the light. One day, the younger son appears on the father's sight. Father runs. Father can recognize his son by watching him how to walk. It says, but while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion for him and ran and embraced him and kissed him. The younger son might wonder because the reaction of the father was different from what he thought. Angry, turning away, scolding. Would he say that he knew it? What you have in your mind is reflected in how you see others. Light to light and dark to dark. The younger son might have been bewildered because the reaction might be different from what he thought. So the younger son might have been bewildered. But he confessed his sin and repentance without failing. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. That's what he confessed. With his lip, he confessed what he realized. Seeing his father running towards himself and feeling the love of the father, the son might have loosened his mind, but he repented honestly. Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. His honesty moved the father's heart, and all the fault he had done before would be forgiven easily. As the fruit of repentance is born, it will be much better. After the repentance and forgiveness, the son became one with his father, with his father's heart, that gives another chance to the younger son. Since the son had changed, he was able to take the words preciously. Once was a nitpicking. That's because he had changed himself and could listen to now. Because the words are from the Father who forgave him and gave him another chance, he will be more close and thankful to his Father. It will lead him to a better household. As time goes, he would be like the shadow or substitute of the Father. And this is how the Son becomes one with his Father and home. So, thinking of the grace and love of Father we received, that we have to devote ourselves. And this is how we can grow ourselves in spiritually. Let's take a look into the lesson from the older son. The older son was in the field and came back home as usual. As he approached the house, he could hear music and dancing. He asked a servant. It was answered that the younger brother had come back safe, so the father killed the fattened calf and threw a feast. How was the older son hearing the news? He came up with bad images on his younger brother. The younger one asked for the share and left and squandered it with loose living. And the older one had to do all the work that the younger should have done. The news from distant country wasn't good for the family. The younger brother should have been punished, but the father threw a feast. He became angry and was willing to go in. That's how the Bible says. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I'm sorry to ask these questions, but how would you feel about one that you don't like or foes? What if they go to heaven together? I don't think you have the jealousy or something like that. What if God forgive the people who hurt you and bless them? We know the answer. We ought to forgive brothers up to 70 times 7 and forgive even the enemies when they repent and hope for them to go to heaven together. And this is the heart to enter New Jerusalem. For judgment will be merciless to one who has shown no mercy, and mercy triumphs over judgment, says James chapter 2, verse 13. Mercy will receive mercy, and mercy triumphs over judgment. When evil heart trembles you, you will be far apart from heaven. I've heard a story of an old lady who couldn't go to heaven but went to hell because of a rubber shoes. Why would she change her life with the rubber shoes? It's her selfishness. A young lady went to church. I don't know when, but in the past, we go into the sanctuary taking off your shoes. In the past, in Korea, a lot of people were using the rubber shoes. So the young lady, after the service, young lady came out, then her shoes were gone. She was hurt. Maybe somebody would need it, or somebody would mistake the shoes. It would be a good heart, but the young lady, what she blamed on the church, what about the losing? And she said she didn't go to church. And so as a result, she went to hell. This is the story. So her pride and selfishness made her go to hell. The worldly-minded people can change a spiritual thing. So the reasons that older son was not willing to go in were his selfishness or pride, worldly-minded thoughts and judgment. Father came out and began pleading with him, "Son, you have always been with me, and all that is mine is yours. But we had to celebrate and rejoice, for this brother of yours was dead and has begun to live, and was lost and has been found." The older one kept complaining, not knowing the father's heart. Were there many complaints while he was living with his father? And he just couldn't say those things? From verse 29, "But he answered and said to his father, 'Look, for so many years I have been serving you.'" The first one said it, complaining to his father. "For so many years I have been serving you, and I have never neglected a command of yours, and yet you have never given me a young goat so that I might celebrate with my friends." "But when this son of yours came, who was devoured your wealth with prostitutes, you killed the fattened calf for him." He said he had never neglected the command of fathers and served, but the younger one didn't. And the father had never given the older one a young goat to celebrate with his friends. He might have said right or exaggerated. Father might have given more than a young goat. But when you are angry, you just forget this, the grace you received, and don't even mention it. If he really needed it before, did he ever ask for that politely? If so, then wouldn't the father listen to him? I think he is exaggerating it. The older son is making his father a bad father who had never given a young goat. Good treasure is brought out of what is good, and evil is brought out of what is evil. Disappointment brings out of all the evil feelings he had. When we quarrel with others, we bring out all the bad past things, disappointment, bad memories. In the past, and the memories that hurt one's pride, and etc. in the past. "I have been doing hard, but you never treat me a dish when you buy others a meal. You've never bought me a coffee, have you? Have you talked to me with warm word, even once?" The once, you always emphasize even once. You deny everything that you have been sharing with the partner. And this belongs to the flesh. Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time you will reap if we do not grow weary. Says in Galatians. When I was young, I heard a lot of story from the older people. Don't ask for what you gave. Don't get it back what you give. Then you will be punished. I couldn't understand that. Many elders said it when I was young, when I was in child. Giving, you must give it and forget it. You shouldn't ask for what you have given. Sometimes we are having hard time when you leave believing life. One day, a motorbike cycle came into the sanctuary, the church, and bought me. He introduced himself again. He said, the church he goes is having a hard time. There are four elders in the church, and the elders kicked a pastor out. So when I tendered a boy, the other one said it's a adultery. So he feels bad and he didn't want to go to the church, and he would ask to give all the offerings back. Then I answered, you shouldn't do that. We made the offerings for the Father. We made the offering for His grace, because of His grace. The offerings we made is not to a person, it's to the Father. We give it to church, and it means we offering them to the Father. Aren't we confessed? Father, we believe all the offerings we made will be the reward of heaven. Please, for that offerings, please give us blessing. So because we gave it, we made the offering to the church, and it is the reward. It is already the reward of in heaven. That's why you received the grace and you received the blessing. So I told him, do not, because you gave it for the Father. It's not for the person. So you shouldn't say, you shouldn't ask to give it back. Or you might have trouble of salvation. So do not ask what you already gave to the Father. So when we give something to others, we would have some kind of unkind heart, good heart. So in the Bible, Father has recorded, let us lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. Says in Galatians. But the older one even speak ill of the others. He judge, condemn, or measure of others, which are sins. And because of the older son's untruth, he took the father's goodness in an evil way. He found his brother's fault to emphasize what he had done. Verse 30, but when this son of yours came, who has devoured your wealth with prostitutes, you killed the fattened calf for him. He said the brother had devoured the wealth with prostitutes. Since the older son has a worldly nature, he judged others in his own way. He found others' fault. To make it worse, he add and subtract what it is for own good. Interpret and judge in his own way. Furthermore, he made up a fake news. The 10 spies who spied Canaan are the same. Because of their evil nature, they gave a bad report of the land. What they needed to do is just report honestly, but what they did was to induce things into their thoughts. Right in front of the brothers and sisters who had the same goal and had been sharing joys and sorrows, 10 spies gave a bad report, which is opposite to God who led them there. From Numbers chapter 13, verse 31, there was a land that devoured its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great size. And there also we saw the Nephilim, the son of Anak, are part of the Nephilim. And we became like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight. They tried to make people get to know how they want it. The people trembled. We can experience the same thing. What we couldn't even imagine tempts us or trembles us. When you first heard of Angelica's testimony, the Satans always have a meeting to tremble the Christian people. They would have the wisdom, well, evil wisdom, have a meeting and discuss to tremble the people. So we have to watch out and be careful. The people trembled. Soon, they started to complain. It would have been better if they listened to the rest of the spies and then discern. But they didn't. And people lost trust and hope just listening to the report of 10 spies. The rest of spies are Joshua and Caleb. Everything had changed, although they had shared joy and sorrow for the message of God and vision and the promise that God would lead them to the land flowing with milk and honey, Canaan. From Numbers chapter 14, verse 1 and 4 says, "Then all the congregation lifted up their voices and cried, and the people wept that night. All the sons of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron." Moses and Aaron were leaders. Maybe people tried to tremble and the leaders. Actually, Moses and Aaron did it bad. They tried to plant hope, love, and hope. The faith. The sons of Israel just complained to the leaders. And the whole congregation said to them, "Would that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would that we had died in this wilderness. How would it be when it actually happens? And why is the Lord bringing us into this land to fall by the sword? Our wives and our little ones will become plunder. Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt?" They pretend to think the care others. So they said to one another, "Let us appoint a leader and return to Egypt." Where is the gratitude to Moses and Aaron for freeing them from Egypt? And where are the hope and joy for Canaan? Would they feel tight for their time spent for Exodus? Would they feel sad because they couldn't do things they wanted and lived a moderate living? Did they want to deny the land because it was a bit different from what they had imagined? Would they think they were deceived? Mark chapter 7, verse 6, it says, "This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far away from me." Like the Pharisees and the scribes, would their heart be far away from the Father? With lips, they honor and they hope for it, but their heart is seeking their own good. That it is actually far, their heart is actually get far away from the Father. We know that Father will give us the blessings and rewards when we believe in, when we act with the belief. Everything we devote with our faith will not be disappeared. Although, well, if there is no heaven or hell, I can be happy. Why? Because I try to change myself to live and to be the kind person and be a good man. But in Christ, there is hell, heaven. This life in here is not your end. Father always gives you reward and blessings. He is preparing it. So we shouldn't think of it, we were deceived. The Israelites spent to get to Canaan before spying, it was not useless. So we have to watch out the evil things who open the negative eyes. Then Joshua and Caleb reported tearing their cloth. Both of them spied out what other 10 spies spied. They spied the same sky. The same land, the same plants, and the same people. They know the same atmosphere of the land. And they spoke to all the congregation of the sons of Israel, saying, "The land which we passed through to spy out is exceedingly good land. If the Lord is pleased with us, then He will bring us into this land and give it to us. This land which flows with milk and honey, only do not rebel against the Lord. And do not fear the people of the land, for they will be our prey." Their protection has been removed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them. They were different. How could they be so different, though they had received the same love and grace from God in the space of Moses? I think the difference comes from how much each of them cultivated themselves. In Mamin's way, the difference of circumcision of heart. There are things that makes poison out of the same thing, and when another makes good thing. Rains sometimes help harvest, but sometimes not. What important is not the environment, but what we made up, or what we will make up, is important. If the Israelites had confessed and had the same faith that Joshua or Caleb had, there would be overflowing with joy, thanks, and happiness. Is thankful that I've served for the past. I've stored up the reward in heaven and have hope to go to heaven. And I can receive the strength to believe God's promise. Because heaven and New Jerusalem surely exists as written in the Bible. Heaven and New Jerusalem is surely written in the Bible. Is there anything like New Jerusalem? Is there any church can plant the hope for New Jerusalem? Is there any church or any place that makes people imagine exactly about New Jerusalem? And is there any place with messages to explain detail of New Jerusalem? So I think this Mamin is very, very precious. Mamin members are precious. In the Father's view, the candidates of entering New Jerusalem, I think He would be very pleased watching us. Father, help us. I have shortage, so with your grace, let us overcome. Let me overcome. Let me cast away all the evil nature. Burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. If you pray like this, Father will be so pleased. So after Lunar New Year vacation, we will have the special dinner prayer meeting, and I'm looking forward to it. We will praise Him. Let's praise Him and let's give our aroma to Him. And death, nakedness, peril, or soul will not separate us, sword will not separate us from the love of Christ. The praise will be sang naturally. It's the way of martyr, thanks, and joy. And this is Mamin's faith, that we realize the Father's will and providence not to discriminate people. It's the faith praising Jesus Christ and the faith seek for the Father's heart. And this faith replaces Mamin. Nothing will separate or destroy our firm faith. Numbers 14:36-37, it says, "As for the man from whom Moses sent to spy out the land, and who returned and made all the congregation grumble against him by bringing out a bad report concerning the land, even those men who brought out the very bad report of the land died by a plague before the Lord." Who brought report of the bad reports, they died by a plague before the Lord. We shouldn't be foolish like Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. I sometimes pray for the people who had left the church, who left Mamin for a better believing life. Father, there are people who left Mamin for their reason and for better believing life. And the reasons are various. So let them feel the love of the Father and the works of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ constantly. Let them not get far away from the Father's love for what they know. Let them not let go of salvation in this intense period of spiritual war. They were once with us together. Help them not committing sins of judgment, concernment, condemnment, or measure. Let them not blaspheme against the Spirit. If they had improper things, let them realize it and give them grace and mercy to repent of it. I hope all of us can meet in heaven for the Father's love. I pray for them. If the Israelites had focused on the report of Joshua and Caleb, not on other 10 spies, they could have hoped for Canaan again. They could have a new strength. If they had listened to Caleb and Joshua, the second generation of Exodus did it. And their fruit was to enter the land of Canaan and be the resident there. Where should we focus on then? The older son might have thought that he was a good son by not neglecting his father's command. At the same time, he might have the pride that he differs from the younger brother. This kind of faith might fall into stagnant. We should have faith to go forward and develop by circumcise our heart and show spiritual devotion. Then we can adorn ourselves in any difficulties for the second coming of the Lord. It's not because we are asked by somebody, but by our free will. The prodigal son had regretted his fault in the past and came back with the foundation to be renewed. It would have been the accelerator to know and accomplish his father's heart. The older son might have fallen into self-satisfaction and comforted himself. We call it waste of time in spiritually. Although he has spent years with his father, he couldn't realize the heart of the father. Even if he had known it, he still showed his evilness since he couldn't accomplish his heart. When a situation was set, the evil just appeared in sight. King David's past fault became a wider heart to make one united kingdom and glorify the Father God. We can see that the difference of his heart toward God in his childhood and after his trial. Since Jonas couldn't go through his trials preciously, he just proclaimed that Nineveh, we cannot find any more record of him. God used a plan to give Jonas a message, but he couldn't get the point, for he was locked in his own thoughts, and it might be his limitation. If the older son had trained himself well with the father's heart, his reaction to his brother's return must have been different. Although he might have not accomplished the heart fully, he would enjoy the feast as one good family. The father might not have had to read his son's face and might not have to had to soothe the son. Rather, because all sons seem united as one, rejoice and enjoy, the feast and the father's heart would have been much more pleasant. The son might have shown better form of a household, shadow of the father, or the representative of the father, of the family. Thirdly, let's look into the father's heart. The father didn't have to listen to the younger son. What is the reason that he listened to the son then? It is a fruit of waiting and hope. The prodigal son repented his sins after experiencing realizing the relativity and came back. Then the father just forgave him. He also threw a feast. That's because the father didn't see the reality, but waited and hoped for the son to bear better fruits. It was also the time for of sacrifice and patience. I come up with the depth of love which senior pastor has preached. The first is to forgive. The second is patience, believing, watching, and waiting, and tearing love. If we engrave them and pray for that, Father, we can feel the Father's love and we can deepen the love. Senior pastor also has been doing so too. He forgives sinners when they repent and pray for the souls to break the barrier between the Father. He encouraged the souls to give another chance. The chances became our chances to grow up. We've changed so that we can benefit and glorify the kingdom of God, like Moses, David, and Paul did. The title of the summer retreat was Glory of Resurrection. Our faith must lead us earnestly circumcise our heart to keep our faith to resurrection like the early churches and to believe God who will give a victory to any trials or troubles. We could feel the Father's touch listening to the testimony of Kiran Nelson from India after the seminar. I can feel the touching of Father. I feel like God had prepared him for showing His glory. You know that I didn't mean God intentionally made him crash in the accident. It's not the intentional accident of God. The accident was because of his fault, but making the situation a reasonable situation, it might be the wife of Kiranel clicked the YouTube, and it is by chance was Pastor Soo Jin Lee and received the prayer of Pastor Soo Jin Lee. I thought Father God is on our side, Mamin's side. I was touched. I heard he left the church right after receiving the prayer, 1 week after the prayer. And listening to the praise still, I touched. Because we had sang the song a lot of times before the summer retreat, and we are familiar to the melodies. So how touching it was, no matter the rain. Before the praising, I saw the rain was very weak, but when we sing the lyrics, the stormy winds, then suddenly there was a wind and the rain got stronger. So I'm looking forward how God will work on us. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I'd like to conclude now. The message today is one. Now, how do you feel about the family of the prodigal son? We should be one. With the heart, Father's heart. Have you ever thought like this reading the Bible? How would it be better if the older son could understand the father's heart? What if the older son could accept his brother like his father when the younger one repented his sin? Weren't you touched by the prodigal son seeing his realization and repentance of his fault and foolishness? Isn't it pitiful that he would not leave anymore, and but wanted to stay at least as one of the hired men? Let's see what happened in this family positively. The prodigal son, who realized his fault and lack shortage, will now try to understand his father's heart and fulfill the duty. The older son will feel very sorry for not understanding the father, and will try to be kind to both his father and brother. With the father's heart, he will take care of the hired men and fulfill the duty as if a household does. How pleased the father will be watching his sons changed. It's worth hope, wait, and patient. He'd be very thankful watching the sons. and he would be thankful for the time, efforts, sacrifice, and devotion are not useless. Will be the share. The heart towards the Father, the heart united as one. Our Father God is the same. He's waiting for the fruit. He's waiting for us to be changed. He would never change to others. But He gave His only Son, Jesus Christ, for our change. Jesus had gone through every blames, cross, and sacrifice. Also, our senior pastor also sacrificed himself for us. He hoped for us. He waited for us. He is patient for us. He is now also patient for us. We know that even though we can see that. The sons who changed after their own trials will be very precious to the Father. He feels very relaxed and in peace now to leave duties to the sons. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, now we can learn the point is about the Father's heart. Doing with the heart of the Father is the answer. Dwelling with the Father's heart and watching where the Father's eyes point are the key points to be united as one. This is what Mammin pursues. A faith to be united as one with the Father and the Lord. I hope all of us dwell where the heart of the shepherd who first loves God and the Lord dwells. I hope us watch where His eyes are. It's time to be united as one. And we are one. As renewed, we are one. And we are marching to be one under truth. I can see the trials of blessings appear in various forms. We could see our shortage, and I feel painful when we encounter unexpected matters, and we haven't cultivated ourselves well enough in truth. It is a time to grow and cultivate spiritually. This is a very good chance to fill the shortage with all the messages of the truth we've listened to. If you are too righteous, then feel goodness and love more. If you have goodness and love more so indecisive, fill the righteousness in truth. So you can balance the kindness, righteousness, and truthful. We know the righteousness and love has to be balanced. It's not good only with love or only with righteousness. We have to balance both of them. That's what the senior pastor has told us. We need to balance those two, that we will be used as a tool of Father. We hear heaven isn't unified. It is a place where various characters changed by the light and show the Father's glory in harmony, bringing righteousness as light and judgment like the noonday, arising and shining. It is Mammin Church. We became one of Mammin members one day, and we are growing as spiritual warriors. Of course, with more hope for New Jerusalem. With the spiritual devotion, with the circumcision and fullness on us. Beloved cell leaders, beloved small group leaders, district and sub-district leaders, and leaders of each missions and United Missions, and all the workers of missions, we can do it. For we are Manmin, we can do it. Elders, we can do it. Pastors, we can do it. Why? Because they are Father, the Lord, and the message of the senior pastor. All the members attending through internet, YouTube, or GCN, and all the members of branch churches, and all the members, we can do it. For we are Manmin, we can do it. For the Almighty God, who governs life and death, and good and evil, is alive and working on us. For God was with Moses and Israelites from the Exodus to Canaan. He is also with Manmin, and senior pastor by save us with the blood of Jesus Christ and head towards New Jerusalem. Father and the Lord is with Manmin and with senior pastor, we can't do it. For Manmin has spiritual words and power to overcome this generation of great evil. Although we cannot see through your physical eyes, but we can see through the spiritual eyes. Senior pastor, even hope Lucifer repent his sins. We will have greater strength day by day. We can, by being one, it will be strength to the seniors. And it will be the comfort to each other and encourage to each other. When we thinking of these moments, it will be so grateful. Being united as one at the moment, it was the justice to enter New Jerusalem. We will be imagining the work we've done. And the justice we've had is the reason for us to enter New Jerusalem. We can realize because of what we've done, I can enter and I can overcome the world. I can pray. I can worship God in spirit and truth. And that's why I can enter New Jerusalem. How touching and how graceful. You did it well. Good job. Maybe we can applaud ourselves. If we hope that, it's no use in this world. No use here. Everything here is the media to go to Father more. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 to 12. Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their labor. For if either of them falls, the one will lift up his companion. But woe to the one who falls when there is not another to lift him up. Furthermore, if two lie down together, they keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? And if one can overpower him for who is alone, two can resist him. A cord of three strands is not quickly torn apart. Two are better than one when they are united as one. For if either falls, the other will lift up the companion, and they will also have a good return for their labor. As they keep warm, if two lie down together, we can gain a warm result if we can be united as Holy Spirit and do the Father's work. If your thought, your righteousness, or you are argued, it won't be warm. So being one will be like the three-fold cord and not easy to be cut or torn. Manmin is the name the Father gave. Not only for us, but also covers whole nations in the world. We are one family named Manmin. The justice is fulfilling every moment to accomplish the vision He has given to us. When each of us full of the vision of Manmin, our personal vision will not be trembled and be full too. The moment of falling down the Jericho is also closed. We do not know the exact moment, but that day is coming close. It's a chance to grow the value of Manmin's faith. We might feel like standing in the sun. We might feel like standing in a storm. We might feel like standing alone. But the Lord is with you. The Holy Spirit is with you, not leaving you like an orphan. They are with you personally. Our fruits will not drop, but get stronger, and we will be matured desirably. We are living in the moments that we will not exchange with any others. Our faith-believing life, we are having the normal and good believing life because we love the Father the first, we love the Lord the first, and we hope to be led by the Holy Spirit, and we are praying for it because the senior pastor told us like that, love the Lord, love the Father the first, love the Lord the first, and seek for the Holy Spirit first, and do the work of the Father. That is what senior pastor has told us. Following the messages, we will live believing life better. And this is the message of the cross, the key point of the message of the cross. With the love of the Father and the Lord, and the grace of Holy Spirit, I hope you get all of them. I hope you not get exhausted, but have a better journey of faith.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces, and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits, and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness, and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer, and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.